the latest weather forecast and warning.
Now to the close-up, Indonesia and the United States have inked a new trade deal for wheat. Under the agreement, Indonesia will take up to 2 million tonnes of American wheat. Australia typically ships 4 to 5 million tonnes of wheat to Indonesia. Rural editor Emily Minney spoke to Grain Producers Australia's Andrew Wiedemann about local grower concerns.
The US has obviously negotiated a deal with Indonesia to now purchase wheat from America, and this is going to impact quite heavily on Australia's opportunities in Indonesia. Indonesia is one of the top, probably in the top three destinations for Australian wheat historically, and so this deal is going to impact on the ability for us to sell wheat into Indonesia at the levels that we have been.
Right, and so I guess in production, like tons terms or dollar terms, what level of disruption are we seeing here?
Yeah, so look, historically sort of Indonesia's been taking anywhere from sort of 3 to maybe up to 5 million tonne of wheat from Australia, as we understand. So this deal's around 2 million tonnes of American wheat that's going to displace potentially Australian wheat. And of course, you know, everything's at a state of flux at the moment with the war situation as well. And there's a lot of market manipulation going on at the moment globally. And I think Australia, we're certainly watching every corner wherever we can. And Australian wheat sort of competing head on with the American wheat is certainly going to be an interesting situation. But there is a small tariff of about 7% that sits there that is an advantage to Australia. But we'll wait and see, I suppose. But at the moment, yeah, certainly we're expecting this is going to certainly displace some Australian wheat sales at the moment.
Yeah, and so do we have any other markets where we could potentially send more to, or are we looking at bringing new markets online?
Well, look, this is interesting because the war seems to be creating other opportunities, maybe even in China. They're looking to secure more supply at the moment. We understand just from some of the market vibes we're hearing. Clearly, obviously, at the moment, the other pressure we've got is that the UAE, United Arab Emirates, takes a lot of wheat from Australia as well. And that's obviously in a very big state of flux at the moment, Emily, with the war situation over there. So, look, it's very much a precautionary approach at the moment. I don't think Australian growers are selling grain at the moment in copious amounts because we're seeing the fact that the prices are probably way too low for production. So at the moment, we're all waiting to see what other opportunities might arise. But this probably doesn't help the situation, losing a market opportunity potentially. And we just have to wait to see how that plays out in real terms, I suppose, from what's been put back to us from Indonesia at the moment.
Yeah, you say that we're not selling these large amounts of grain for those profitability reasons. So I guess, you know, the Aussie dollar is quite strong at the moment. How does that play into what we're seeing here?
Yeah, so look, what we have seen since the start of harvest, the dollar was around 65 cents and it's now approaching almost 72 cents. So for each 1 cent, it's used about $5 roughly in terms of, on a tonnage basis, impact on our grain. But we've actually been able to see most of the prices stabilised reasonably well, given that factor that we've probably seen something like a $30 drop in since harvest in terms of the output price. But the price at the board has probably only come back around $25. So we're just waiting to see how this war impacts. There's been a slight uptick this last week in terms of pricing. So generally, as oil goes up, the price of grain goes up because more of the raw grains have started to be used in alternative fuel methods. So all of these things sort of impact, I guess, long-term on the thinking of the purchasers at the other end and how they're trying to make sure that they've got no supply disruptions. And I think that's probably the biggest issue at the moment. You know, once the war clears and people and the shipping, well, we're hoping it's going to clear, that the shipping lanes will open up again, and that'll sort of create a bit of a flush of excitement perhaps back in the market.
That was Rural Editor Emily Minnie there speaking with Grain Producers Australia's Andrew Wiedemann, speaking about local grower concerns as Indonesia and the United States ink a new trade deal for wheat. Under the agreement, Indonesia will take up to 2 million tonnes of American wheat. Australia typically ships about 4 to 5 million tonnes of wheat to Indonesia. And that's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. To stay up to date with the